This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild. As I mentioned last week, there are lots of stories about the intelligence of ravens and their playfulness. One story comes from a hiker who reached the summit of Mount Monadnock as the sun was setting. She shared the mountaintop with a gang of ravens taking turns leaping off the rocky summit into a strong updraft. After tumbling high, they circled round to leap again. When a raven flew by with a white cracker in its bill, a game of chase began. The cracker was being flaunted, not eaten. The game appeared to be the goal. The park manager confirmed that the ravens were regulars, eating, playing, and guffawing, he said, as the day's hikers headed for home. Guffawing is a good word for raven vocalizations. Another report comes from a winter hiker exploring conservation land in the town of Stoddard. In the sky high above, a group of ravens performed graceful aerobatic dives and rolls for hours as the earthbound hikers trudged along by snowshoe below. Near a stream, tracks in the snow indicated a raven drinking and bathing spot. Ravens bathe a lot. Other imprints in the snow looked like the ravens had made snow angels. One or more had slid down the spine of a stone wall on the steep stream bank. What looked like a toboggan run told that story. See a group of ravens, it's most likely juveniles, not yet paired up. Ravens mate for life and tend to be solitary as adults. Not so the youngsters, just hanging out and causing amusement, as ravens tend to do when their paths cross with human observers. For Something Wild, I'm Chris Martin. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.